This photo that I've affectionately titled Neighborhood Watch, for reasons which I'll get to in a minute, is my first real experiment with long exposure. The light was low, but it wasn't pitch black, and I was outside playing with my son in the yard waiting for my wife to get home. She was teaching a night class, and it was nice weather, probably in the upper 60s, low 70s, so great evening. And we were just playing around for a while, and as the sun went down, I thought, man, it might be kind of cool to try long exposure. So I ran inside, got the tripod, and tried a few things. I wanted to get the light trails from a passing car, and to do that, I had to adjust my exposure. I put it in manual, ended up deciding on shooting at 15 seconds, f11, so everything is nice and sharp, and ISO 200. I probably could have gone down to ISO 100 and increased the exposure time to maybe 20 seconds, but for this kind of shot, it doesn't really matter. The hard part, though, is waiting for a car to drive by. It doesn't happen that often on our street, especially at night. So it probably took 20 minutes for anything to drive by. There may have been a bicyclist or something, but just sitting and waiting for a car to drive by took a while. That was probably the hardest part about this. Sooner or later, though, I saw a van, I think it was a minivan, turn the corner and begin coming down the street. So I got in place, snapped the shutter, and waited for the result. I'm actually pretty pleased with the final photo with a few caveats. I like the light trails. It did what I thought it would do in that you can see the clearly there was a passing car with the long light trails from the taillights. And I also like the big star pattern on the street light. You can see the big street light on the top right of the photo. And then if you look in the background, there's a couple more. And they, when you shoot at a smaller aperture, the light reflects off the diaphragm blades of the lens and you get those nice star patterns. So that was really cool. What I don't like, though, is that giant neighborhood watch sign sticking up right in the middle of the photo. To be honest, I didn't even notice that until I was looking later on as I was editing the photos. I saw that giant sign, and I don't know why I didn't notice it when I was actually taking the photo. But other than that, I like how on the side you've got the telephone poles receding into the distance. You've got the street going back, and they kind of converge on a point back in the way background. But that darn neighborhood watch sign just gets in the way and kind of ruins it. That's okay, though. This is just practice, and I'm learning, and I figured out some things to do next time. Another thing, though, is the sky. In the photo, as it turned out, it was too black, even though it wasn't pitch black when I took the photo, and I had to bring up the levels a little bit in post, and you end up with this kind of alien bluish sky background. I think I was a little overzealous on the post-production, and if I could go back and I can go back and redo it, but I don't really want to. But if I were to go back and redo it, I think I would tone that down a little bit. It looks a little too fake almost with the blue sky being so blue. But that's okay. I'm just learning. Overall, this taught me to be a little more careful about my framing. Maybe if I were to redo this, I would go down past the sign so that you wouldn't have it sticking up like that. And I'd have to go into the neighbor's yard, but I don't think they'd mind too much. Maybe I could just knock on the door and ask them. I don't think they'd want some dude with a camera and a tripod setting up shop in their front yard, but whatever. We'll see. In any case, here it is. It is what it is. Neighborhood watch, this photo. It's all right, but it was a learning opportunity, so I think it was a victory.